Go to the phone lines?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's talk with Ed from American Fork. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
I would like to address cataracts coming on and what to do about that. Also, blood in the colon every once in a while. The stomach feels kind of funny when that's happening.
Blood in the colon?
Pardon?
Blood in the colon?
Yeah, well, no, it... Well, it comes out in the stool.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure exactly where it's coming from, but the stomach feels a little bit, down at the pit of the stomach feels a little funny, you know?
Okay. We'll talk about those things.
Okay.
Hey,
appreciate
Ed, thanks.
It. Thanks.
Yeah, bye. Okay, cataracts, let's start with that one. You know, Dr. Christopher had a lot of amazing results. With getting rid of cataracts. No one has ever been able to get rid of cataracts until Dr. Christopher,
absolutely,
naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cataract surgery is fairly safe and fairly effective. It's one of the most safe and effective ones out there, okay? However, some people don't like the idea of taking any chance whatsoever, you know? Even though the chances are low that you're going to have a complication, those complications do happen, and some people just don't like to take that chance with their eyes. Especially if they go in and get one done and it's messed up. They really don't want to get the other one worked on, you know? And so a natural procedure would be in order, especially in those cases. But with anybody that wants to try something natural. Now, the first thing we have to do is stop clogging up the area. And so no dairy, no sugar, no white flour. Okay, we'd eliminate those things from the diet and actually eat foods that would help eliminate the buildup toxins and clogging that happens around those tissue. What we have to do is cleanse the tissue. And so I would eat a lot of fruits, and especially berries. And a berry that seems to be very specific for the eyes is blueberry. Now, they've got a really neat formula with the Dr. Christopher line called Bilbright combination, which combines bilberry, which is like the blueberries, except it has even more of the antioxidant action to it, plus the flavonoids that are very healing for the eyes and very strengthening for that tissue, and eyebright, making it very specific for the eyes. So we combine the eyebright and the ginkgo and the bilberry, and we have a formula that's very specific for the eyes, and that's what we need to cleanse and nourish the eyes. Now, Dr. Christopher came up with a wash for the eyes that has been absolutely amazing in stimulating the cells in the eyes to push out the collected debris, waste from the cells, toxins, out from between those cells. And then by increasing circulation, we're going to get it out of there. So the herbal eyebright combination, absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. And testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of people that have gotten rid of their cataracts using that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and, you know, medical professional looks at that and goes, no, wait a minute, you don't understand cataracts. You see the lens is actually clouded. There's not a film on it or anything. The lens actually, well, yeah, those lenses were clear before, and then they became debris, right? Well, so logically speaking here, thinking in these terms, if it was clear at one time and became debris, then we can get that debris out of there.
It should become clear.
The way it came in. And that's what we do. All the surrounding tissue then becomes stronger and clean, so that the body's own circulatory process can move through that lens and remove the debris.
See, and you said that's medical doctors say you don't understand cataracts. Well, medical doctors don't understand the body's
natural procedures
and their ability to heal themselves.
Right. So we stop doing the foods that clog things up. We do the herbs that cleanse and get rid of the problem. Now, I remember at a lecture once, Dr. Christopher was asked, what are the best herbs for the eyes? And he said, my Lorbal formula. And we all go, whoa, you must have not understood the question. He goes, no. There is no way you can clear the eyes out if the bowels are clogged up. See, we have to think of it as a whole system. And yet we can stir around and move the toxins and build up debris in the eyes, but where's it going to go? If everything in the body is clogged up, then it's not going to go anywhere. Well, we're just going to stir it up. So what we have to do is clear out the whole system. So we got to work on the bowels with Dr. Isser's lower bowel formula. We got to work on the liver with his liver gallbladder formula. We got to work on the kidneys and bladder, the urinary tract, with his kidney bladder formula. And then we got to cleanse right down to the cellular level with his red clover combination. That's how we work on it. We cleanse the whole system, and we cleanse the eyes with the herbal eye bright formula. And by doing that, we're going to get a total result of getting the eyes cleared out. But you know, if you're doing the formulas, the herbal formulas, and eating the wrong foods, that's like going down the road with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to go anywhere. So, eating the right foods, taking the herbal combinations, we're going to cleanse the area out, restore the tissue, make it function the way it's supposed to, and put the body back on autopilot. And when the body's on autopilot and functioning the way it's supposed to, there's not going to be a possibility of something like a cataract forming.
Absolutely.
Or if there is there, it's going to get it out. The body works. We just won't take the time to let it. We want something to happen right now. We want to snap our fingers and have it over with. Well, and you can do that with a surgery. However,
you can take your chance.
You can take your chance. However, with the natural procedures, it's going to take a while. And most of the cataracts have come off within a year, year and a half. So it takes a while. It takes a while.
But once they're gone, they're gone.
Once they're gone, they're gone. Now, the other thing, he was talking about blood in the stool.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bright red blood that you've seen in the toilet bowl, then it's most likely like a hemorrhoid, something in the lower part of the bowel. If it's a dark red blood, then it might be something up higher, or maybe an ulcer or something. You know. But at any rate, what we would do is first take care of the problem with soothing herbs. Slippery elm and licorice seem to be the best combination. 70% slippery elm bark powder, 30% licorice root powder. Mix those together, then take those down. That seems to be one of the best things we can do. Also, going the other way, it's interesting. You can soothe, or you can go the other way, and it seems like irritate.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does work faster by going the other rate and using cayenne pepper.
Absolutely.
If it's a stomach ulcer, bam, I got rid of a stomach ulcer, a bleeding ulcer, in one day by using cayenne pepper. And I'll tell you, I thought I hurt myself badly. It hurt tremendously. I don't know if I remember any pain that bad in my life. And you might because of being a mom and having children, but cayenne pepper on an ulcer hurt exquisitely. But it cleared the problem in one day.
And you're still here?
Yeah.
Alive and kicking?
Absolutely. And I haven't had, my ulcers didn't bleed, haven't bled since. And that was 1978.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That's 24 years ago or something, yeah. So, hey, one day with cayenne pepper, or maybe a week or a month with these soothing herbs. Take your pick, whichever. And a lot of people say, I'll take the soothing, you know, and that's all well and fine.
Chickens.
Now, as far as hemorrhoids are concerned, I think what we want to do is soothe at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to clear the bowels because the underlying problem with hemorrhoids is constipation. And so the Dr. Christopher lower bowel formula is exactly what's called for. I would use his BF and C formula applied topically on the hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm.
That works the very best. Okay?
Sounds good.
Does that answer his questions?
I think so. Let's go back to the phone.
Okay, then. And give us a call, 470-1400. We'll be glad to talk about what you'd like to talk about. This is always the best part of the program. Your questions are wonderful. Let's talk with Linda from Springville. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for the education I've received just listening to your show. I've tried many things, and many things have worked, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Great.
And as our home is up for sale, and and we're moving to California, and I think, I don't even need them anymore, because I know what to do now, and it's wonderful to know what to do. Anyway, my question today is I was looking through the formulas for stroke, and I didn't see one. Is there, but I just know there is something. could you tell me what is good for stroke? There's no paralysis involved, mainly just speech and handwriting type thing. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
I know. 470-1400, give us a call. The lines are open, and we're going to talk about what Linda wanted to know about, and that is formula for stroke.
You know, I ought to say, Linda, even if you move to California, you can get our show over the Internet. We're streaming it over the Internet, so just, you know, just set up your computer and turn it on 8 o'clock in the morning, California time.
That's right.
Go to herballegacy.com.
Yep, our website is herballegacy.com. People say, well, is that with two L's or one? You know what? Either way, we'll get you to it.
That's right.
It doesn't really matter. The formula that we would use for stroke is the BPE, the circulatory formula. And then we would also use for clearing it up now that it's happened, the B&B extract. We have found that amazing. We had a dear friend of ours that had a stroke, and half of her face went collapsed, you know, mm-hmm. and lost the use of an arm. And we put her on this circulatory formula and the B&B tincture and changed her diet.
Mm-hmm.
And got her onto a more plant-based diet. And, you know, she recovered quite well.
She did.
She was functioning just great. And then members of her family said that she was too skinny and she needed to beef up, you know. And I don't know why she listened to them, but she started eating a lot of beef, a lot of meat. And then she had a major stroke. I mean, now she can't walk. She can't, I mean, she's totally incapacitated. I don't know where these people get their information. And they really should not be practicing as a nutritionist. There is never, ever any need for large amounts of meat in the diet. Never. Never, ever, ever. Any rate, it was a little tougher then. And then all the things that, number of the things that we thought were absolutely necessary, like the Jurassic Green and the Vital Herbs, the family wouldn't let her have because the doctor said that she shouldn't have that. Because they put her on Coumadin.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite rat poison for people. You know, the reason that it works is that, for rats, is that it thins their blood and then they have internal hemorrhaging and die. Okay? And so they use it on people. One of the problems is, yes, it does thin the blood, but it makes it so that any damage can be life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the former neighbor of ours whose mom went in for a checkup?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these doctors sometimes are so cavalier. But at any rate, he just went ahead and started putting a catheter up her vein. You know, and she goes, "Doctor, isn't that invasive? Don't you think you ought to check with my family before you do something?" Oh, dearie. We know what we're doing. At your age, we need to check out the old ticker. He didn't even look at her medical history. She was on Coumadin. She bled to death the next day from this catheter he stuck in her. Just because he's so cavalier. Well, Coumadin's a very dangerous drug. And what we would do instead, we would thin the blood with things like onions. Now, doggone, no one is going to have a problem with onions. And, you know, when we use onions and cayenne pepper and tonics like this, the body works great. We thin the blood out without making it so you bleed to death. You know? Onions make the blood less sticky. Cayenne thins the blood and makes it so it doesn't clot up. Okay. However, in an instance where you do have an injury and the blood needs to clot, Cayenne will do just the opposite.
Isn't it amazing that it can think for itself?
Yeah, and will clot the blood. So when there is no injury, when there's no exposure to outside tissue from the circulatory system, Cayenne will keep the blood from clotting. However, when there has been an injury, it immediately stimulates the body to clot. It's tonic. It works both ways. There isn't a drug in the market that's tonic. They're all specifics. And there's nothing more specific than Coumadin. It prevents clotting no matter what. Whereas the herbs are more natural and you don't have to worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
I love herbs because they're tonic. They work either way.
Well, because they're safe.
Yeah, look at licorice. You know, they say, oh, don't take licorice because it'll raise your blood pressure. Well, licorice root extract will, like you find in candy. But licorice root, the whole herb powder, will not. Actually, you can take that if you have high blood pressure, and it'll actually lower your blood pressure. And that I find is amazing. However, if you have low blood pressure, licorice is the herb of choice for raising your blood pressure. It'll go either way. I find licorice to be an amazing tonic herb. I find cayenne to be an amazing tonic herb. Herbs are absolutely fantastic. You know, our phone lines are open, 470-1400. We'd be glad to talk about anything you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, we've got about 5-6 minutes left, so if you want to call in, now's
the time
for
another
one.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to run out of time.
That's right.
Other things you can find... Are you done yet?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Other things you can find on our herballegacy.com. You know, we talked about smallpox a couple of weeks ago and had people asking us, well, what do you do? You know what? We ran out of time for that. But you can find all that information on our website, herballegacy.com. What we would do instead of the smallpox vaccine is all there. We've got recipes on the website. We have all kinds of wonderful information. You can, like I was telling Linda earlier, you can stream through herballegacy.com. They have certain connections that you can pick up this radio show wherever you are through the internet. So that's kind of fun to do. We have a daughter back in Georgia, and she and her husband like to get up and pick us up on the computer and get to visit with us, or at least hear us on a Saturday. And so it's kind of fun to be able to have it over the internet. So herballegacy.com is our website, and you'd find a lot of good information on there. We hope that you'll join us.
Okay. Well, since nobody's called, our engineer would like to know what we think of vision correction surgery. It seems to be pretty safe and effective. However, I have talked personally to some people where it wasn't effective and safe for, and they're damaged for life. But the surgery is pretty safe and pretty effective. I don't think I would ever... myself.
I think it's a little risky, but, you know.
I would never myself subject myself to surgery like that, but that's me, you know. It's one of the safer, more effective surgeries out there.
I hope so. That's a very delicate area.
Okay, I think we have time for another one, don't we?
Okay.
Okay, let's talk with...
Elizabeth.
Is it Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth from Orem. Elizabeth, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I've always had, well, in the last 3 years or so, I've had pain in the ovaries, and the doctors, all they could find out was that they say that I have scars in the ovaries due to cysts that have ruptured in the past, and so that I have pain in the ovaries due to scarring. And I was wanting to know, you know, I take ibuprofen and things like that, and I don't want to keep taking ibuprofen or other pain medicine. So what would be the best thing for...
Okay, we will talk about that. Thanks for your call. Well, you know, Dr. Christopher has the most amazing female routine that works fantastically. Okay? Now, we start with his formula that's absolutely amazing. The NuFem formula, his
female corrector.
Female formula. That is absolutely, hands down, the very best thing on the market. So we'd start with that one. That's going to help cleanse out the female tract. And it helps get rid of cysts. It strengthens tissue. It cleanses right down the cellular level, gets the debris out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the new femme, absolutely, we want to do that. Also, the doctor is for Cheney's formula.
The hormonal one. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to give the body the hormonal tools necessary for correcting deficiencies that are happening and allowing cysts to form in this area. So basically, we're going to strengthen with that Cheney's formula. We're going to cleanse with the new femme formula. And we also have some cleansing formulas that work really good. The formula called VB.
Mm-hmm.
The directions are on our website for free, or you can get his book, Every Woman's Herbal. Absolutely fantastic book.
It's also in the 3-day cleanse program.
So at any rate, we'd use the VB formula, and then he's also got one called Yellow Dot Combination, which you make a tea out of, and we can use that as a fomentation over the abdominal area with alternating hot and cold packs, and we also use it as a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. He's got the best female routine out there.
Excellent.
We've had women that couldn't conceive because of cysts and problems like this, you know. And after going on this program, hey, they had a lot of children. In fact, at Dr. Christopher's funeral, they had so many people coming through with kids named John and Raymond and Christopher, all named after him because these families couldn't have children until the women did this female routine, and then they became fertile.
Mm-hmm.
But it really tones and strengthens that area. Absolutely. There's nothing better out there. Another thing that we could do, castor oil poured on a cloth, put over the area with alternating hot and cold packs. That tends to help move out blockages and things. So that's really good too. And then, of course, we want to take some of the pressure off of the female tract. A lot of times what the body will do is actually use the female tract as an eliminative organ. And we want to stop that. So we want to send that the other way. And so, of course, we do the full cleansing routine. We'd work on Dr. Christopher's lower bowel formula, on his liver gallbladder formula, on his kidney bladder formula, and of course his red clover combination. Doing those four formulas plus the female routine, you've got it lit. Absolutely amazing. I can't think of a better thing to do. I'm glad she asked that question because I'm really sold on that. I've talked to so many women that have been helped tremendously with it.
Right, absolutely. Our time is just about up. Is our music coming on? Oh, there it is. Right.
We had some good calls today.
Oh, the callers that we have on this program are absolutely amazing.
You have some questions? Get ready for next week. We'll be glad to address those concerns. Until then, be happy. Have a healthier you.